Good morning.
各位大家早。
Hope you all had a nice rest last night.
希望大家都有一个很好的睡眠。
I know some of you guys aren't used to the cold showers here, since some of you might have taken your shower back home, so hopefully you can endure for the rest of a few days.
很多人可能在家就洗了澡，受不了这边的冷水澡。
A lot of you guys heard our testimony last night.
你们可能都听到我昨天晚上的见证。
And a lot of you often will say, "What an amazing mother we have."
很多人都可能会想到我的妈妈是多么的伟大。
And how long that she prayed for.
她为我祷告了这么久。
But really, 7 years is a short time.
但是对我来讲，七年实在是一个短的时间。
I know many people who have prayed longer and longer for their sons or daughters or for their spouse.
我知道很多人为他的孩子，还有他的妻子、丈夫，已经祷告了很久很久。
And sometimes it just seems like it's impossible.
有时候甚至想到简直是不可能，他们不可能改变。
And it seems just hopeless.
甚至认为没有希望。
But I wanted to use a passage.Today to give you some encouragement.
但是我今天要用圣经里头的一段话来鼓励大家。
If you will open up your Bibles to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2.
如果大家可以的话，请翻到马可福音第二章一到五节。
Mark chapter 2.
马可福音第二章。
Well, this is the beginning of Mark's Gospel.
这是马可福音的开始。
And we find Jesus' ministry just beginning.
耶稣在这时候刚刚开始他的这个工作。
And even though it's the beginning of Jesus' ministry, we find that what Jesus had done and what his preaching message and his miracles has already spread to many people.
虽然耶稣这时候才刚开始他的工作，可是他所做的说的话神迹都已经传远了遍地。
And so we find here at the beginning of chapter 2, Jesus moving on to Capernaum.
所以在这第二章的地方，我们看到耶稣在这往那个加百农这地方走。
And it's so amazing how word can spread so quickly about Jesus.
耶稣很快他的这个作为就传遍各地，实在是很惊讶的事情。
So maybe if we can all stand up to read these five passages, maybe I'll read it in English and then we can read it in Chinese together.
好，也许我们大家一起起立来读这五节圣经。我先读英文，然后大家再一起来读中文。
So, the English can read with me, verse one, and then you'll read verse one, and then so we'll go back and forth.
Okay. 好，大家轮流交换读。
先念英文。
好，先念英文。
A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come.
第二节中文你是
要
中文第二节中文
no,、
okay. 第一节 OK 好第一节我们重复再念中文过了些日子耶稣又进了加百农人听见他在屋子里
I just realized that in English maybe many of you guys have different translations so I'm reading from the NIV it's nice Chinese you guys just have one translation so it's not as confusing so I'm reading from the NIV verse 2So many gathered that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them.
第二节，就有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地，耶稣就对他们讲道。
Some men came, bringing to him a paralytic, carried by four of them.
有人带着一个瘫子来见耶稣，是用四个人抬来的。
Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus, and after digging through it, lowered the mat, and the paralyzed man was lying on.
因为人多不得近前，就把耶稣所在的拆了屋顶。既拆通了，就把摊子连锁躺卧的摊肚子都坠下去。
When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Son, your sins are forgiven.
耶稣见他们的信心，就对瘫子说， 小子，你的罪赦了。
好，请坐。
好，请坐。
儿子 ，please sit. I have to say, the Chinese people were louder, so English congregation, you gotta step up. This, I love going through the stories of Jesus.
我非常喜欢来讲耶稣的故事。
I think often, we read the stories of Jesus and we just delegate them to maybe stories we tell kids.
有时候我们讲耶稣故事只是对小孩子来讲。
And we think, well, it doesn't really apply too much to adults.
甚至有时候想说对大人来讲好像不太怎么能够应用。
Because they're just stories.
因为他们只是故事嘛。
And there's nothing that deep in them.
实在没有什么深度。
There's nice to share with our children.
实在是很合适对小孩子来分享。
But adults, we want theology and doctrine.
那如果我们成人我们要神学。
But I think as we look at these wonderful stories of Jesus, there is a lot that we can learn from.
但是我们当我们来看这一段这个经文的时候，实在有很多我们大人也可以学的。
So like I said, chapter 2 begins here with Jesus' ministry also just beginning.
注意这第二章是耶稣的他的工作刚开始的时候。
And it says here that Jesus was going back to entering into Capernaum.
这里讲到耶稣又进了加百农。
And that many people had heard that he was coming back home.
很多人就听到他回到了家乡。
And why were they so excited that they were coming home?
为什么他们对他回来这么的兴奋呢?
Because Jesus' teaching was so powerful.
因为耶稣的教导是这么的奇妙。
And they had never heard of anyone preach with so much authority.
他们也从来没有听过人讲道有这么大的这个权柄。
In addition, not only was he a teacher,
而且他不仅是一个这个教师,
but he also was performing incredible miracles.
他甚至行了很多的神迹,
and he was healing people.
甚至医治了很多的人,
and he was, evil spirits were being chased away.
甚至赶了许多的鬼。
So word had really spread about Jesus.
所以话就传开了。
Many of them wanted to learn more about Jesus.
很多人就想多了解一下耶稣。
And it says here in verse 2 that so many gathered that there was no room left.
这里第二节就讲到这么多人聚集甚至连门前都没有空地了。
Not even outside the door.
甚至连门前都没有空地了。
And he preached the word to them.
他就在那边对他们说话。
I feel that unfortunately today, especially here in America, we find that we are a post-Christian nation.
我们现在在美国很可惜的我们认为我们已经超过了耶稣的时代了。
A lot of people feel that they've already heard about Jesus.
他们很多人我们都认为我们已经听过耶稣了。
They've already tried church.
人们也试过到教会去过了。
And they think, oh, it's not useful for me.
他们认为教会对我是不管用的。
And they have no interest in the message of Jesus.
他们对耶稣的教导没有兴趣。
But we find in many other places that there are a lot of people that are so hungry to hear about the Word of God.
但是我们发现有许多的地方很多人还是对耶稣的话非常的渴慕。
There's so many people that are desperate to learn more about Jesus.
很多人还是非常渴慕的想要听耶稣的话。
Just like at the beginning here of chapter 2.
就像这第二章刚开始的地方。
That these people came from far and near to listen to Jesus preach.
很多人从远的近的来听耶稣的话。
And they wanted to see the miracle.
所要行的神迹。
To the point that there was no room inside the house.
到一个程度甚至房间里都没有空间了。
And there was even no room even near the door.
甚至连门口都没有空间了。
There was probably an enormous crowd even outside of the house.
甚至我想房间外面都可能是很大的。
All these people came to hear and see Jesus.
这些人来的目的就是要看耶稣。
My parents and I will often go into China.
我跟我父母常常到中国大陆去。
We'll usually go often twice a year.
我们常常这个一年就去个两次。
And we will help some of the churches there.
我们就帮助在中国大陆的教会。
Some of the home churches and also some of the registered churches.
有些是家庭教会，有些是注册的教会。
The first time that we went was right around the holiday season, the Christmas time.
第一次我们去的时候是在差不多在这个圣诞节的时候。
It was maybe 6 or 7 years ago.
大概六七年前。
And so we went to Zhuhai.
我们到珠海去。
And we were walking around and just looking at the neighborhood.
我们就在附近走走。
And we found a bookstore.
我们就看到一个书店。
And so we went into the bookstore.
我们就到书店里头去。
And we asked the people there if they sold Bibles.
我就问那边的人，他们卖不卖圣经？
And they said, "Oh no, we don't sell Bibles here in the bookstore."
他说不不不，我们不卖圣经。
But across the street in the church, they sell books. They sell Bibles.
但是对面的教会他们卖圣经。
And we thought, well, we walked up and down the street before. We didn't see any church.
但是我想，我们想说，我们走来走去没看到教会啊。
Because here in America, when we think of church, we think of the steeple and the cross.
我们在这美国想到教会就是尖顶的，然后上面有个十字架。
But as some of you know, that's not what churches look like in China.
但是大家有些人可能知道，在中国大陆教会不是这样子的。
And so they pointed us out where was the church.
所以他们跟我指哪一间是教会。
And it was on the third floor of just a regular building that was just like a business building.
结果是在一个就像一个办公大楼的第三层。
And on the third floor, they had a cross hanging there.
在第三楼的地方有一个十字架。
And so we walked up the three flights of stairs to where the church was.
我们就上去看看。
But the door was closed.
但是门是关的。
Because it was in the middle of the week.
因为是在这个周间。
And so we started banging on the door.
我们就开始敲门。
And no one answered.
没有人开门。
And so we banged the door again and kept banging.
我们就一直敲。
And then finally, the janitor came out.
后来那个打扫卫生的人出来了。
He was probably taking his afternoon nap.
他可能在睡午觉。
And we told him we're from America.
我跟他们讲，我们是从美国来的。
And he allowed us in.
他就让我们进去。
And we started asking him all these questions.
我们就问很多问题。
Because we heard the stories from America about these registered churches.
我们在美国就听到这些注册的教会一些故事。
We felt like we were almost interrogating him, asking him all these questions.
我好像在审问他一样。
But he had 很好心 to answer all our questions. He had a, he was very, I don't even know how to say it in English. Very.
Say in Chinese.
He had, it was very open to answer our questions.
这打扫卫生就非常好心的替我们解答问题。
And at the end, we asked him one question that all three of us, it was burning within us.
最后我们三个人最想问的问题。
Well, before that, we did ask him, so I hear, do the pastors have to give their sermon to the government to get it certified or get it okayed?
我们就先问他，就是说这边讲到的这个牧师讲到的这个文章是不是得先让这个官方通过呢？
And he said no.
他说没有啊，没这回事。
But there were a lot of other questions that he asked, and it was much different than we expected.
而且很多问题也问了，但是我们得到的答案是出乎我们的意料。
But the last question that we asked him, we thought was the most important.
但最后我们要问我们心中最重要的一个问题。
And we asked him, does your pastor, can he preach the resurrection?
那我们就问这个人说，你们的牧师可以教导复活吗？
Because we had heard that often in registered churches that they can't preach the resurrection.
我们常常听到在注册的中国大陆的这个教会不能教导主复活的事情。
And what he said was so profound.
那他说的他的回答让我们非常的这个惊讶。
He said, if we don't preach the resurrection, then what do we believe in?
他说他的回答说如果我们不教导主复活那我们是信什么呢？
And remember, this is the janitor.
要知道这个只是一个打扫卫生人回答的问题。
So we were really encouraged that although we don't know all registered churches, we saw that this registered church, they did preach the gospel.
那我们虽然不知道其他的注册教会怎么回事，但是我们知道这间注册教会他们教导的是真的是福音。
Well, this was right around Christmas time.
这是在圣诞节附近。
And so we asked them if they have a Christmas service.
那我就问他们说你们有没有圣诞节的聚会？
And he said, of course we do.
他说有啊，我们有啊。
And so he told us the time and when to come back.
那我们就他就跟我们讲什么时候我们就决定要回来。
It was an evening service.
是一个晚上的聚会。
I think probably started around 6 o'clock.
大概六点钟开始。
So we went home, and then on that day we went back to the service. We were probably there about 5:45.
我们就回去了之后，然后再回来。
But as we walked down the street, we saw there was a huge crowd in the street.
然后当我们再回去这个教会的时候，我们就发现街上一大堆人。
And we wondered what's going on.
我们就想说怎么回事。
Because we know in China it's not good to be gathered as a crowd.
我们知道在中国大陆。 大伙聚在一起不是一件好事。
And we kept walking closer.
我们就慢慢慢慢走近。
And we saw that the crowd was gathered around the entrance up the steps to the, to the church.
我们就发现这群人是聚在这个要往那个教会的大门的那个门口。
And as we walked closer, everyone was trying to get in.
那我们在走更近的时候发现每个人都想挤进去。
But at the entrance of the stairway, we saw the janitor, another man.
那在这个门口的地方我们就看到那打扫卫生的跟另外一个人。
And they were standing there not letting anyone in.
他们就站在那不让他们进去。
And we didn't know why.
我们真的不懂为什么不让他们进去。
And so we pushed our way through.
所以我们就挤着把自己挤进去。
And we went up and we heard the janitor and the other man yelling to everyone that no one else can come in.
那我们就听到那个打扫卫生跟另外一个人对大家喊着说没有人可以再进来了。
Because he said, there's no more room, it is all packed inside.
那因为里面已经没有位置了。
And so we asked, and so we got up to the janitor.
所以我们就到那走上那个去问那个打扫卫生。
And fortunately, he remembered us.
很高兴他还认识还认得我。
And we used the fact that we're from America.
我们就用我们是从美国来的这个借口。
And he let us in.
他就让我们进去了。
And we walked up the steps, and when we got there, the entire room was packed.
我们就走上去就发现整个房间挤满满都是。
The room was probably the size of this room.
大概那个房间大概就是这个大小。
And people were all standing.
所有的人都是站的。
I would say maybe 2,000 or more people in one room.
我想大概有2000人，可能超过2000人在这样一个房间。
It was so packed.
挤得半死。
And they started the service.
然后他们就开始了这个布道。
And it was so exciting.
大家都非常的兴奋。
They told the story of Jesus, of the Christmas story of him being born and of Mary and Joseph.
他们就讲到耶稣的故事，他怎么被出生的，还有他爸妈玛利亚跟约瑟的故事。
And how they went to Nazareth and they were in the stable.
然后他们怎么到马房去。
And Jesus was born.
然后耶稣就在马房里生出来。
And there were shepherds and they all wore the shepherd clothing.
然后有牧羊人，牧羊人穿上牧羊人的衣服。
But then there was something that I thought was so funny.
然后有一件事情非常好玩的。
Because in the story, as we know, the wise men came with their gifts.
然后在这大家都知道，故事中有三个博士，他们带着礼物来。
And so when the wise men came, they weren't wearing the shepherd clothing. They were wearing graduation uniforms, and they had diplomas in their hands.
当那三个博士走进来，我发现很好玩，他们是穿着那个毕业的礼服，然后手上拿着毕业证书那种东西。
And so for those of you that are English but didn't understand that, I didn't know what was going on.
还不知道我搞不清楚到底怎么回事。
Because here we had shepherds.
这边有牧羊人。
And here we had people that were in their graduation, clothes.
这边有穿毕业礼服的人。
With their diplomas in hand.
然后手上有这个毕业证书的。
And so I asked my mom, what's going on here?
我就问我妈是怎么回事呢。
Who are these three people?
这三个博士，这三个人是什么人呢？
And my mom said, these are the wise men, but in Chinese he translates.That as 博士 which is people who have a graduate degree.
所以他妈妈就跟我解释，因为这三个就是那个圣经里头讲的三博士，但是因为中文讲的博士就好像一个学位哦，有博士学位的，所以他们就穿着那样的毕业服。
So they finished the whole story.
所以他们就把这个整个耶稣的故事讲完。
And they told how Jesus was born and then went on. And then at the very end, though, it was also very funny.
在最后结束的时候也蛮好玩的。
Because they finished the whole story with Santa Claus coming out.
他们最后结束的时候，圣诞老公公出来了。
So then after the service, because there were so many people outside, they decided to, at the last minute, do a second service.
那因为太多人了，所以他们决定再做另外一场。
But the problem was they had to get all the people out and then the other couple thousand people in for the second service.
所以他们就必须把里面的人清了场，然后把外面的人再引进来。
And so they were really trying to push everyone out the door.
所以他们就把每个人都推出去。
So they can get more people, the other group of people to come in.
所以可以让第二场的人进来。
But there was one old lady that stood there and she seemed so distraught, so disturbed.
有一个老妇人，她就在那，她觉得非常的受搅扰。
And so she was asking all these questions, and she was talking to the janitor.
然后他就问这个打扫卫生的人很多问题。
But he did. He was very impatient.
然后这个卫生打扫卫生的人就很没有耐心。
Because he was trying to get everyone out, and she was holding him back.
Yeah, 因为他正在忙着把所有的人推出去。
And so we walked over to her.
那我们就到那个妇人的旁边去。
And she asked this question.
他就这妇人问的是这样的问题。
And she said, "Okay, I know how Jesus was born."
他说我知道耶稣是怎么生的。
And I know that he died on a cross.
我也知道他在死在十字架上。
But what happened in between?
但是到中间发生什么事情呢？
And she said she wanted to know now.
他说他现在就想知道。
And I just thought, we just don't see that here in the U.S.
那我就心里就在想说，我们这边人就好像没有那个热切想要知道这些问题。
So many people here in America, the Americans, their heart is so cold to Jesus.
我们这边的人，好多人他的心对耶稣是关的。
And yet we have so many people in the Chinese community in China and here in the U.S. that are so desperate to hear about Jesus.
但是我们有好多中国人在中国大陆或是在这里。
We have an incredible opportunity to share the story about Jesus.
我们实在有很大的很大的这个机会去对这些中国人传福音。
Because there are still many people that want to hear about our Lord Christ.
因为还有非常非常的多的人想听到耶稣的故事。
So we see here that there was no room in near or the house.
我们看到 这里的章节讲到这里已经没有房间没有位置了。
But then it goes on to verse 3.
然后我们来看第三节的地方。
And we're introduced to four men.
我们这里有讲到有四个人。
And these four men were carrying their paralyzed friend.
这四个人呢抬了一个瘫子的朋友。
And we don't get any information on these four men.
我们在这边完全没有不懂这四个人是什么样的人。
Who they were, maybe they were the paralyzed man's friends or their loved ones.
也许这四个人是这个瘫子的朋友或是他们的这个亲戚。
We simply know that there were four men.
我们只知道这里有四个人。
Who carried their paralyzed man on a mat or a pallet.
他们把这个瘫子用这个褥子
And it says in verse 4 that since they couldn't get him to Jesus because of the crowd.
在这里第四节讲到，因为人多不得近前。
And so imagine that there are so many people outside of the house.
你可以想象这么多人在外面。
That they couldn't get near even the door.
他们甚至想要到门口都不可能。
Whenever I read stories in the Bible, I like to put myself into the story and imagine what it would be like.
我常常读圣经的时候，我很喜欢把自己放到圣经里头去想象当时是什么情景。
Because think about if there was an enormous crowd.
就想象说当时这么大的一个群众。
I don't know how many times you might go maybe back to China and Beijing where there's so many people.
你可以想象，不知道你们曾不曾经回去北京啊，或是在中国某些地方，很多很多人的地方。
And it's easy to get lost.
实在很容易就迷路了。
And you have to hold each other's hands so you don't get lose each other.
所以你必须要大家手牵手，免得搞丢了。
And you know, or in the subway, right in China, so many people.
坐这地下这个铁路也是非常多的人。
And you have to be sure you hold hands so you won't get lost.
所以你必须要大家牵着手，免得搞丢了。
And it can be hard just with four people.
那这四个人也很困难。
But imagine if you're trying to carry a paralyzed man, how hard that would be.
你再想想看，这四个人不仅是四个人，他还要带着一个瘫子。
But they still were determined to get their friend to Jesus.
但是他们下定了决心要把这瘫子的朋友带到耶稣面前。
Remember, I like to put myself into the story.
大家知道我很喜欢把自己放到故事里头。
And so if it was me, and if I saw a big crowd like that, I would say, oh, forget it.
如果有时候可能是我们的话，可能就想说，哇，这么大的群众，算了吧。
There's no way I could get this paralyzed man even close to Jesus.
我们实在没有这么多的人，我们实在没有办法把这个摊子送到耶稣面前。
And so I probably think, oh, let's try next time.
也许我会想说，也许下次再说吧。
Let's look on Jesus' schedule and see when he'll be in town next.
所以我们来看看耶稣的时刻表，看他下次来的时候是什么时候。
And then we can get there really early and bring our friend there.
然后我们再早一点来，把那我们的摊子。
Because there's no way that we can even get close to Jesus now.
这一次我看是没望了。
But that's not what these friends did.
但是在这里就讲到这个摊子的朋友不是这么做的。
They did not give up.
他们没有放弃。
Even though they were going against all odds,
甚至这边很奇怪，就是所有都太挤了，根本挤不进去。
They were determined to get to Jesus.
他们决定要把这个朋友送到他。
And so they carried their friend through the crowd, bump, I'm sure pushing people out of the way and bumping into people.
他们就把这个摊子的朋友就带带带想挤啊挤啊挤。
But finally they realized they could not get close to the door.
最后他们试了半天，发现根本就不可能到门口了。
And again, if that was me, I'd say, oh, forget it, let's just go home now.
Yeah, 如果是我，我就说算了吧。就回家吧。
But that's not what they did.
那你看这四个朋友不是他们这么，他们不是这么想的。
And I don't know whose idea was it, but one of them thought, let's go up on the roof.
我也不知道到底是这四个哪一个的这个想法，他说我们到屋顶上去吧。
And at that point, I would have really said, no, you're really crazy.
那如果是我，我就会说，哦，你这想法是疯子的想法。
There's no way that we can get up on the roof, and what good is that going to do us?
我怎么可能爬到屋顶呢？对我们什么好处呢？
But that's not what they did.
那这个不是，就不，他们确实不是这么做。
They were determined.
他们决定下定决心要怎么。
And so they got up on the roof.
他们就爬到屋顶上
去。And imagine how hard that must be.
大家想想看，要爬到屋顶是多么困难。
Even if it was just four regular people, how hard that would be.
就算是四个普通人也是很困难。
I could see one person helping the other person up and throwing them up there.
一个要一个把一个这送上去，很困难的事情。
But what about that last person?
那最后那个怎么办？
And more important, what about their paralyzed friend?
那个摊子怎么送上去呢？
So I have no idea how they got up there, but they were so determined that they all got up on the roof.
我实在不懂他们是怎么上那个屋顶的，但是他们都上去了。
And then, again, if I was there, I would say, okay, now we're up on the roof, now what?
那如果是我就会想说，好了，我们上屋顶了，干嘛呢？下一步干嘛呢？
And now, again, I don't know whose idea it was of the four people,He must have thought, well, let's dig a hole in the roof.
现在也不晓得是四个谁的想法说，哦，我们干脆在房顶上拆个洞。
And see, back then, roofs weren't made like we make roofs today, with shingles and wood.
我们今天造屋顶是用一些木头啊，或者什么做的。
Back then, the roof was made of dirt and of twigs and soil and grass.
在那个时候呢，这些房顶都是用一些土啊，这些东西造的。
Is pretty thick.
是很厚的。
And so they thought, okay, well then let's start digging.
那这些四个人就很好啊，那我们就开始挖吧。
And again, I like to put myself in the story, and I always wonder, how did they know where Jesus was?
那我就在这时候，我就常常把自己放到这个故事里说，他们到底知道耶稣到底在哪？他们怎么挖那个洞呢？
And it doesn't say this here in the gospel.
在这里也没提。
But I wonder how many holes they had to dig before they found where Jesus was.
我甚至想说他们到底要挖几个洞才能够挖到那个下面就是耶稣的地方。
So they must have started digging. Oh, that's not Jesus. Maybe over there a little more.
他可能这里挖了个洞，发现哦，耶稣不在下面，再挖另外一个洞，看看耶稣有没有。
And you know that whosever house that was, he had to have been so angry that now there was holes in his roof.
那要想到，如果不管是谁的房子，你想想看，你上面有好多洞，你是不是很烦恼？
But you know these four men, they didn't care.
你看看这四个人根本就没有想到这个问题。
They were determined to get their friend to Jesus.
他们就是下定了决心要把他们这个摊子的朋友送到耶稣跟前。
And so they finally got over Jesus, and I can imagine Jesus would be preaching, and then all of a sudden the dirt starts falling on his head, and finally he sees this hole above him.
大家可以想象耶稣可能正在教导，结果突然间好多泥土泥巴掉下来，然后一个洞打开了。
And then finally, this man lowering in front of Jesus.
然后就有个人那个他们就把这个摊子把他送下来。
And this is probably the most amazing part of this entire passage.
这个大概就是故事里头最精彩的部分。
It says in verse 5.
在第五节里头讲到。
When Jesus saw their faith.
当耶稣见他们的信心。
He said to the paralytic, Son, your sins are forgiven.
他就对摊子说，小子，你的罪赦了。
Notice that it doesn't say when Jesus saw his faith.
注意，大家要注意看到，他这里并没有提到说耶稣说，这个摊子的信心。
It says when Jesus saw their faith.
是耶稣看到这四个朋友的信心。
When Jesus saw the faith of his friends, he said, Son, your sins are forgiven.
耶稣看到这摊子的朋友的信心，他对那摊子讲说，小子，你的罪赦了。
I don't know how this might fit into your theology or your doctrine.
我不知道大家自己的神学思想是怎么回事。
Because for many of us, we know that our faith must be our own.
大家可能都想到就是说我们的信心必须是我们自己的信心。
And the Bible says in Romans chapter 10 that we must believe in our heart and confess with our mouth.
我们在罗马书第十章讲的就是说必须口里承认，心里相信。
In our day today, we have become so individualistic.
我们现在都非常的个人的主义。
And I think that our faith must be our own.
我想说我们信心必须是我们自己的信心。
But I think sometimes we have gone to the extreme and forgotten about the corporate aspect of faith.
我们很多时候我们已经走到了极端，我们没想到，哎，信心可以是一个这个群众的信心。
Because we all just assume that it's completely dependent upon one person for them to accept their faith.
我们常常就想到就是完全是个人他的信心来得救。
And yet we see here in this passage in verse 5 how it was the faith of these three friends that then Jesus forgave the sins of this paralyzed man.
而我们在第五章这里，第五节这里看到是朋友的信心，就是耶稣就对摊子说，这个摊子你的罪赦免了。
That it was the faith of these four friends that brought this not only man to Jesus, but then Jesus forgave his sins and eventually healed this man.
大家注意到，这边是这四个朋友带着摊子来看耶稣因着这四个朋友的原因赦免了这个摊子。
This should be an incredible challenge to all of us.
这对我们每个人来讲是非常大的挑战。
Because I bet many of us have friends who are paralyzed.
我想我们大家都有很多这个朋友，就像这摊子一样。
They may not be paralyzed physically.
他们可能不是身体上这个摊子。
But they may be paralyzed spiritually.
可能是在属灵上面是个摊子。
They may be paralyzed emotionally.
可能是情感上是个摊子。
They may have no interest in even coming to Jesus.
他们甚至对来到耶稣面前是没有兴趣。
We don't know whether this paralyzed man even wanted to go to Jesus.
我们也不清楚这个摊子想不想来看耶稣。
He could have wanted to come to Jesus.
他可能也想来看耶稣。
But maybe he was fighting all the time, but he couldn't do anything because he's paralyzed.
但是因为他是一个摊子，他能做什么呢？他没办法来到耶稣。
Some of you might have paralyzed friends.
我们中间可能有一些就有这样的摊子朋友。
Some of you may have paralyzed loved ones.
可能有一些就我们所爱的人也是像摊子一样。
Some of you might have paralyzed sons and daughters.
我们可能也有些孩子，我们的孩子就像摊子一样。
Some of you might have a paralyzed spouse or wife or husband.
就像有些可能我们的丈夫妻子就像摊子一样。
Or even parents.
甚至父母。
And yet as we look at this passage that it was the faith of four friends that saved this man.
那我们在这里看到就第五节这看到是朋友们的信心救了这个摊子。
And that it was these four men, it was through their determination, their unwillingness to give up,that brought their friend to Jesus.
而是这四个朋友他们的决心，他们不放弃的决心，把他这个摊子朋友带到耶稣面前。
You see, I look at the world today.
那我看这个世界，今天的世界。
And I realize that the world is full of pall bearers.
我们看到这世界上真是充满了像抬棺材的好朋友。
What are pall bearers?
抬棺材的朋友，抬棺材的人是怎么样的人呢？
These are people who carry their friends to the grave.
这些是在朋友去世的时候帮他们朋友抬棺材的。
And from the world's perspective, it's an honor.
在世界的眼光来看，你帮朋友抬棺材是一个荣耀的事情。
It's usually a very good friend or a close relative.
通常是一个很要好的朋友或是很亲的亲戚。
And yet this world is full of pallbearers, people bringing their friends to the grave.
那我们发现这世上很多人是替我们朋友抬棺材的。
What I believe we need more of are not pallbearers.
我相信我们需要的不是更多的这个抬棺材的人。
But we need more pallet bearers or more mat bearers.
我们需要更多的像这朋友把他的这个摊子用这个托盘或者是这个褥子把这个朋友送到耶稣面前。
Not bringing their friends to the grave.
不是把朋友带到这个墓地。
But bringing their friends to life.
而是把朋友带到耶稣面前得生命。
Bringing their friends to the foot of Jesus.
把朋友带到耶稣面前来。
Even when they feel like that they don't have any energy or ability to do so themselves.
甚至有时候他们自己都觉得没有能力这么做的时候。
Maybe even sometimes when they don't even want to come to Jesus.
甚至这些人他有时候根本就不想到耶稣面前来。
We must bring our loved ones who are paralyzed to the foot of Jesus, our master healer.
我们必须想尽办法把我们的朋友带到耶稣面前来。
Even when it seems like it's impossible.
甚至有时候认为是几乎是不可能的时候。
Even when it seems like that there's no way that you can even bring your friend close to Jesus.
是根本就不可能把朋友带到耶稣面前。
We must be determined.
我们必须下定决心。
We must not give up.
我们必须不要放弃。
Until we bring our friend to Jesus.
一直到我们把朋友带到
Thinking of many different ways that we can do it.
我们可以想到很多不同的方法我们可以做。
Whether it's to go through the back door.
甚至有时候从后门进去。
Whether it's to go through the window.
甚至从窗户跳进来。
Whether it's to go up on the roof and to dig holes in the roof.
甚至到屋跑上屋顶挖个洞进来。
But it's to bring our loved ones to Jesus.
目的就是要把我们的爱的人带到耶稣面前。
Because Jesus is our master healer.
因为耶稣是我们做医治我们的人。
Some of you have friends and loved ones that are paralyzed.
很多人我们的所爱的人就像这个瘫子一样。
And you may feel like just giving up.
你可能就想要放弃。
And it just seems like there's no way that they're even going to come close to Jesus.
你甚至想说他们根本就不可能到耶稣面前。
And yet I want to remind you that it can be our faith.That can bring our friends to Jesus.
那我要在这边要提醒大家，可能就是因着我们的信心，就可以把我们的朋友带到耶稣面前。
And help remind you that do not give up.
而且要提醒大家不要放弃。
Be determined to bring our friend to Jesus and our loved one.
要下定决心要把我们的亲爱的人带到。
Because it can be our faith that can actually save them.
很可能就因为你的信心。你的朋友就得救了。
As their friends' sins are forgiven by God.
就像这瘫子的这个罪被赦免了。
I want to leave some time for my parents.
我在这里我想要留一些时间给我的父母。
Because I know the theme for this time is about family values.
我知道这一次大会的主题是有关于家庭的这个家庭的价值。
And many of you have children.
很多人都有小孩。
Some that are really little.
很多人很小。
And some that might already be in college or beyond.
有些人的孩子已经很大了，大学了。
And I think God has given us children so that we could be good stewards of that gift.
Yeah, 神给我们的这个孩子就像我们要做他们的很好的这个教师一样。
And yet often in our Chinese culture, we believe our main responsibility is make sure they have a good job.
那常常在我们中国人的这个文化里头常常想到的我们主要的目的就让他们有一个好的工作。
And of course, I mean, that's why many of you came to America to have a better life so that your children can have a better life.
所以也许很多人来美国的目的就是希望我们有更好的生活，所以我们的孩子能够有更好的生活。
But we must remember that it's not money or a good job or a good career that brings true contentment.
要注意，我们要注意的就是，不是真正的工作或一个好的工作让我们得到完全的满足。
It's Christ that brings true contentment.
是耶稣基督让我们得到。
And so as parents, our main responsibility actually isn't.To ensure that our children get a good career.
所以我们做父母的，我们最重要的目的不是说让我们孩子得到一个好的工作。
But our main job as parents is to help our children know Jesus.
我们的主要的目的就是让我们的小孩能够知道耶稣。
And so I wanted to give this time to my parents after, and they're going to speak in Chinese about just ways that can help parents. to lead their friends, their loved children to Jesus.
我这就要把时间交给我的父母，他们用中文来讲是怎么样子把孩子带到耶稣面前。
But before we do that, I just wanted to pray for you.
在我们开让我父母之前，我要为大家来祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for this time. And I just ask, Lord, that just as these four men who brought their friend to Jesus, might we also be so determined like these four men and bring our loved ones who might be paralyzed emotionally, spiritually, maybe some even completely unwilling to come to Jesus, might we be determined and not give up to bring our loved ones to the foot of Jesus, who is our master healer. Father, I pray that we would no longer be pallbearers bringing our loved ones to the grave, but that we would be pallet bearers bringing our loved ones and friends to life. God, we praise you, we love you, and we ask this in the precious name of Jesus.
Amen. Okay. All right.